global engineers of tyranny bringing in this nightmare technocracy, this scientific dictatorship, are counting on you not having the will and the focus to take action, to reach out, to wake up your friends and family. Folks, we don't have a choice. They're already killing us with the soft kill weapons, the fluoride, the poisons in the water, the GMO food. We have all their documents. By all their documents, thousands of them. I'm sure there's tens of thousands more we don't have, but we have it all documented. That's how we can tell you what's going to happen 2, 3, 4, 5 years ahead of time. This is such precious information, and I burn with desire to warn you. If I look at my neighbors and people, they'll quietly go, yeah, I know what you're telling me is true. Yeah, I know, but I don't want to speak out. My neighbors will think I'm a kook. It's just waiting there, these pathetic people waiting for the government and people to take care of them and tell them what to do. People have to have some self-respect and take action and take control of their destiny. Alan Watt, 4-minute closing statement.
Yes, the people now have to realize that they can't sit back any longer and allow this to go much further, because there's actually a step you go beyond that you cannot turn back on. If we go into this new monetary system, for instance, that's the big, big stick to control everyone's lives, because you have government involved now with how you accumulate money, spend it on what and so on, how you live. That's all what it's about, how you live. Are you living the way you're supposed to, according to the experts and so on? Oh. So we can't allow it to get to that stage. And we have to start taking to the streets and mass demonstrations. It's the only way to start to bring public awareness to this. And even people who scoff at it eventually become curious and approach the big groups that are marching and ask the right questions. We can't sit back just chattering over the internet. It doesn't work that way.
Well, we're seeing coordinated inflation. They're saying they want to have three global systems controlled by one group so they can have coordinated inflation to destroy and enslave all of us. I mean, they're so cold-blooded, these predatory banks.
Mm-hmm. And they're very arrogant now, because they really do see the end in sight. They've said that they have, through scientific means, brought the public to this acceptance of being ruled by their betters, the elite, the experts, the scientists. But they don't have all of us. That's the key to it. And it's the rest of us who must start making as much noise as possible right now and saying no to this.
Well, let's take a Kansas City cop or a Knoxville officer or an Austin police officer listening. I mean, if they just go check what we're saying, they're going to find out it's true, then what are you going to do? I mean, they're putting stuff in you and your children and your wife or your husband that are killing you, and they're stating it.
Yes.
Why aren't you with us? Why do you defend the system? I mean, why don't you have enough respect for yourself?
Yeah, and that's the key to it again. You see, this money, this odd thing called money, we've all been trained to go out and accumulate or earn, is the key to it. They love their paychecks. They love the status they get. They love the power. And they love the fraternity. In a society where the bonds between people have been broken, the need for the bonding is still there. And the military and the police supply that. They bring you into fraternity.
They understand our mammalian needs, and so
yes,
they give us wicked counterfeits of our brotherhood of warriors.
That's correct. And they are loyal to each other. They will fight to the death for each other against the public if need be, unfortunately.
While they're with the public being destroyed by the New World Order.
Yeah, that's correct. See, the useful idiots are always eliminated once their use is over. And we have to realize that through technotronic warfare, and they're talking about it now, they're putting up the poles across the planet. I've seen some of them.
In mainstream news. Mm-hmm.
And these technotronic weaponry that Brzezinski talked about in Between Two Ages, they are in use now. People are getting headaches with them, but it's meant to literally put you into a state of non-think.
That was in the Baltimore Sun about 4 years ago. They admitted that DARPA was, quote, testing in American cities electronic systems to calm us. And then publicly,
right,
we put out the Skeeter system, ultra-low frequency to drive crowds away on the streets if your business doesn't want loiterers.
Yes, and I've got photographs of them being built. I've seen the cables that go into them. They're massive cables. And there's like big, tall, gray, battleship gray antennas.
You know what? Stay there. You've got to go in 3 minutes, but for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, we're going to continue with the final statement from Alan on that. And we'll come back with all the news. Stay with me.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to play a little clip here. Alan Watt has left us a little clip, about 10 minutes from Press TV. I was on there for about 50 minutes total on the hour-long program. This is part 2, 3, 4, and 5. It gets even more heated where I'm breaking down what's really happening with the financial system. Here's part of part 2. We haven't aired yet. I'm going to come back into the financial news and, of course, get into the electronic voting machines and what's happening in election 2008. I'm going to take a little bit of a break here. We have Russian international television, Russia Today, here as well in studio with us. But here we go right now into Press TV. Leveraging with unlimited fractional reserve banking. And now they're posing as the savior, saying we need a global government run by the banks, a global government run
now, Alex
by
Jones,
the
if
banks.
I may,
the very
depart from you for a moment. I want to engage the other panelists. Now, addressing you, Moscow, Anatoly Utkin. Now, it's been well argued and documented that essentially the prices of oil, price of petroleum, has been inherently wrongly valued. And that's been due to the distortions caused by traders, and that it has little to do, if not none, with the amount of oil being produced or consumed. Now, do you subscribe to this notion?
First of all, I would like to say that there is world government, and this world government is Washington. So you see that the biggest trade between two countries is China and the United States. All petroleum in the world is sold in dollars. And the United States can easily solve the problem. They use more paper. They make several movements. And they produced a nice Benjamin Franklin $100 per small piece of paper. This is not fair.
Okay.
Because before 1971 there was strict deficiency.
Written was.
It was $43 per ounce of gold. The gold and dollar, they were together at that time. But since 1971, we have that the ounce of gold is coming to $600.
Okay.
And the dollar is losing position.
Well, now,
and nowadays we have terrific inflation.
Now let me, Anatoly, let me get a quick reaction from our panelists on the phone line. Now, Dominic Frisbee, now why don't you throw in a challenge or a thought here?
Well, listen, I'm not a believer in conspiracy theories, and I don't want to dismiss...
They're openly calling for world government by the banks.
Well,
okay.
It looks like I'm a believer in the notion that never ascribe as malice that which can be explained as incompetence. And I really don't.
Gordon Brown isn't calling for a new world order.
Listen, if you just give me a moment, Gordon Brown. If you think Gordon Brown,
you're saying it's a conspiracy
enough,
theory. They're talking about world government run by banks.
Interrupting me, for goodness sake.
Okay.
Will you stop, Gordon Brown? If you have any knowledge,
you're the conspiracy theorist. You're the conspiracy theorist. But I'll go ahead.
If you think Gordon Brown is competent enough to manage a new world order and to put something like that into practice, I'm afraid you have an unduly high opinion.
No, I just said he talked about it.
He does not have the capability to do that. He's not clever enough, nor is he organized enough.
Is that it? Okay, Austin, Alex, why don't you take over?
Well, I mean, I don't want to interrupt him. I want him to be able to make his point. It's just, I mean, people are tired of these throwaway lines of, oh, conspiracy theories. The Wall Street Journal, the BBC, it was just on Agency French Press. I mean, on Infowars.com right now, we have like 50-plus mainstream news articles the last week where they're calling for a global government. They call it a new world order run by the world's private central banks, where a private group of banks will internationally set the price of all the currencies every day, essentially
they
a world
well,
currency.
Are,
that's word
are,
for word.
Well
Nicolas
true.
Sarkozy.
Go ahead.
They may well be calling for such a thing, but whether they're competent enough to organize it with any sense of success is another matter. And I can assure you, as an Englishman, Gordon Brown is not competent enough to do that.
Dominic, if you're done there, Alex, make your point very quickly. I want to go to Moscow.
Sure,
your
sure.
Reaction?
Look, I mean, we've had all these presidents and prime ministers calling for a new world order and a global currency. All I do is hold up the Associated Press or French news agency, and they're calling for it. I mean, they're on TV, and all he says is conspiracy theory. The global banks engineered this. We have their own documents, and they're setting up a world collapse so they can come in as the saviors and rebuild it like they did post-World
okay,
War
on
II.
That note,
this is an
Alex,
economic
Alex,
attack
on, that
on the
note,
third
and,
world and on Russia and on China.
Alex, on that note, and Dominic, I want you to hold your thoughts on that trail. Now, addressing you, Mr. Utkin in Moscow, now, what do you know about this conspiracy?
In my opinion, I never believed in any conspiracy. It's objective situation.
Okay.
There is 1 billion of people, average 35,000 American dollars per capita a year. And plus 5 billion inhabitants of this planet who are getting around 1,000 a year. So this is terrific you know, inconvenience. There is a terrible non-existence of justice. This is what's making this world so explosive. And okay. I would say, I'm not trying to say that it's a conspiracy from White House or anywhere.
Okay, this is, you, I think you made your point, Mr. Utkin. I want to address you, Dominic. Now, Dominic, yeah. Clearly the state of affairs is rather topsy-turvy as described, but while we're in it, in this state of confusion, if not panic, now the world economy is suffering and the world governments are stepping up efforts to rescue it with certain packages. Now, the U.S. has taken immediate measures, but the measures taken by the European Union seem to be suffering from a lack of unity, if not harmony. Now, what's the reason there?
Before I answer that question, Dean, if I could just finish off on the last subject.
Very quickly,
I agree with the American gentleman that we are facing a global economic collapse. But this global economic collapse is because there's too much speculation, too much debt, and too much leverage in the system. It hasn't been engineered by central banks, but it has been caused by central banks because they put interest rates at artificially low levels, causing businesses and borrowers to take on too much debt. It is a result of central bank incompetence, not central bank engineering.
All right, well, can I counter?
Go ahead, Austin. Go ahead.
Look. Sure. Regardless of whether they designed it, he is right. They certainly are behind it. And now they're posing as saviors, and they're having secret meetings here in the United States. That's on our news, where they give hundreds of billions of dollars to companies which they previously have worked for, government officials, and then it's secret what they're going to do with the money. They are taking all this new liquidity and giving it to these international organizations. That's where all of the, quote, rescue money is going. It's not going to the American people or the British people or the people of Germany. Now, I know in some of the European plans, actually some of it is going to the people, and they pledged $2.2 trillion last week, but the lion's share of that is going to the very private central banks and brokerage firms that engineered this, and they're saying, out of the crisis, give us unlimited global government power over the world banking system. I mean, they caused the crisis. They offer the solution. Okay. So regardless, they need to be in serious trouble. You know, Congressman Ron Paul and others on my radio show have called for the current Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, to be arrested. They've listed reasons why. They have called for Paulson to be arrested. Total insider trading, absolutely, you know, on its face. Hiring the former vice president of Goldman Sachs to secretly hand out the money, part of it, to Goldman Sachs. I mean, we need to bring these people to justice for what they've done. We don't need to be giving them more power. And then 2 weeks ago, I had two members of Congress on. This was on C-SPAN, on national news. They were threatened with martial law by the Bush White House if they didn't pass that banker immunity, banker takeover bill. So we're having a financial dictatorship being set up, and that's not just me saying that. So we're in very strange times right now.
Okay.
That's just part of part two. There's part three, four, and five up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and Russian TV's here covering this live right now. I'm going to be speaking to them afterwards. They're making a documentary, and then I'm going to be live on Russian TV for several hours on election day, and that isn't just in Russia. It's on in Japan, in England, in Germany, in France, in Africa, in Latin America. It's on most basic cable systems and satellite systems worldwide. So we are certainly getting the word out in a big way. And listen, I don't talk about this being my exploits, but our job is to be successful getting the word out against the New World Order. That's what we're doing here. And I would just invite other patriots and people to come in for the big win here. And we should all be happy that people are finally listening to us. We shouldn't be happy that the New World Order is carrying out the exact criminal operations we said they would, but people are listening to us right now, and I'm proud of the success we've had against the New World Order. And that's why I work really 7 days a week in this fight. And I do it because I understand we have no future if we don't resist these people, and I know that they can be defeated. I know the New World Order can be stopped. We're going to take your phone calls when we get back at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We are live October 20th, 2008. We have exactly 40 minutes and 5 seconds left in this live show today. 1-800-259-9231. On any issue you want to discuss, stay with me.
May I have have everybody's attention, please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
that
we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take 1 teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure, your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home oral beauty and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com, that's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Johnny B. Good was the original OG. I'm going to quit screwing around. The Russian TV crew went across the street to get a sandwich. Which kind of gives me a break, man, having a TV crew here for hours. It's exhausting. Johnny B. Good. Oh, man. Luis, David, many others. Your calls are coming up. Well, right now. Luis in Boston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I haven't talked to you for a while. Last time I was on, I sounded like a crazy woman. Some kid was pulling on my leg. You had to go away. So I'm going to apologize now in case I get some kids yanking on me before I can finish the call.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, since we last talked, I've been featuring all your documentaries on a cable show that I started back in May. And I've been playing movies of yours over at the library, and the following at the library hasn't been so good, but I'm starting to get a little following on the cable show late at night, and I'm in the process of starting a talk show where I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to take clips and kind of like do a report of the events that are going on and take snips from your show and play it for the public, and it's going to be through the local cable radio station. So I wanted to know that that's been going forward.
Let me break down briefly the power of that. Everybody I know says, yeah, at public school, they're sending in Federal Reserve representatives and bank representatives to tell them how good the bailout is and how good the banks are and the crisis that's coming. The banks are going to help you. I mean, they understand talking to crowds of 10, 20, 30 children are important. Well, I mean, your show is, I guarantee you, how big is the town you're in?
It's about, I don't know, between 5,000 and 8,000 people.
And then I would imagine, what, half of them have the local cable?
Everybody's got a cable connection, either Fios or Comcast, and then sometimes it broadcasts out to the surrounding town.
Well, let's just say that there's 100 people watching every time it's on. That's 100 mm-hmm. people you're reaching out to and getting to think. The enemy's yeah. out there programming everybody to go along with what they're doing. We're there telling the truth. So what you're doing is just immeasurable. I don't care if you have an internet radio show with 10 listeners. I don't care if you have a cable access show with 1,000 viewers or if you have a little local newsletter. All of it together moves mountains, and it's so important. It's the information that's key. Go ahead.
Well, what I've been doing in addition to that is I go out to the local pizzerias and cafe shops, and I put up a posting of the time of the show, what's broadcasting, and the channel. And I do it, I rotate it every couple of weeks so that everybody knows what's going on. And people talk to me and say, I can't believe what I saw on your show the other night. And, you know, it's actually waking up people. And I talk to strangers, people, I mean, and it's not because they see my show. I'll be in other locations. And somebody will say something about, you know, how they can't stand the fact that we have done this bailout or, you know.
Yeah, it's exponential. It's fertile ground to wake people up. That's why they're moving. I've got a stack of news where they're regulating, shutting down, controlling the web 100 different ways. It's now happening. We've got to use it while we've still got it.
It is working because it's more people are willing to talk than ever before about this topic. And before, like 5 years ago, if I had said something to the effect of, you know, New World Order or whatever, they'd look at you like you had two heads. But now people are thinking about it.
That's right. I mean, I'm not against sports, but you'll be at a restaurant. People walk by and ask you about sports all day. You know, that we're supposed to only interact on sports. No, we should be interacting about the corrupt system we have running things. You got about a minute left. What else you want to add?
One other thing is, I have an international figure coming to the town. He goes by the name of Amir. He's from Israel, and he gives inside his quote unquote inside information about the events that are unfolding in Israel and from the Israeli perspective of things, and how last time he was here, he's talked about 9/11 and how those events unfold. Now, I don't know that he believes 9/11 is an inside job or anything, but the reason I'm bringing this up is I intend to videotape his engagement when he comes to speak in this particular town, and I wanted to get an idea of what kind of questions to bring to him, if you have any suggestions.
I would ask him why Israel and Haaretz and Jerusalem Post admits they staged terror attacks, fake al-Qaeda attacks, and that if he understands that Israeli intelligence is controlled just like U.S. and British by the New World Order. So I would basically bring those type of issues up. Keep it up. You're doing a great job. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead after this quick break. David, Gerard, Roy, Jason, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget the websites. Key information posted about the banker takeover and how it's world government on the websites.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Up on Infowars.com, we are posting We Are Change.
Going around taking names.
We Are Change Ohio.
He decides who to free.
They confronted David Gergen about his Luciferian activities. We're going to play some audio of that in a few minutes.
Be treated all the same.
Also, Robert Baer, the CIA Black Op commander of the movie Siriana is about, who said 9/11 is an inside job. He talked to We Are Change as well. We're going to try to have time to play that clip and said, yeah, I know the CIA guy that cashed in his stocks right before 9/11 and had a brother in the White House. I mean, man, let's get Robert Baer back on. So much, Bob Baer. So much is happening and coming out. I mean, I just want to commend all the We Are Change people across the country. We need to do a show just having a whole bunch of We Are Change on. Because they are actively out being real media, real reporters, asking serious questions, then using the internet to expose it and show these people saying incredible things. And it also has a viral spread of the aggressiveness, but in a nice way, going out and confronting them, getting involved, fighting back, saying no. It's scaring the system. And so I want to commend all of those that engage in guerrilla information warfare. Let's rampage through your calls because I want to play some of these clips, David Gergen and Bob Baer. Let's talk to David in Wisconsin. You're on the air, David. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I have a comment and a question. The comment is, it's a little scary to hear those people on Tough TV, how ignorant they are. You know, but you did begin to change them as you talked more and more, especially the Russians.
By the way, it sounded like I was interrupting people there. The Iranians kept saying, pop in, go ahead, say something. I mean, I had the producers, they were telling me what fans they were during the breaks. Same thing with Russian TV. They're saying the boss of the network's like a huge fan. It's blowing me away, man, how big this show's gotten worldwide. I'm not bragging about me. I'm giving folks the good news that just this show alone, not to mention all the other great people and groups that are breaking through, is breaking through internationally. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then the question was, I noticed oil's going down, and you had a guest, a pastor of...
Lindsay Williams, we're getting him back on.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did he say? Would you enlighten the audience on what...
By the way, before I forget, go tell... Just praise out tomorrow. Will you go tell Trey to set up Williams for this week sometime? Before I forget, Lindsay Williams, I keep forgetting to tell him that. I think I did, and he hadn't gotten around to it. By the way, Willie Nelson's on First Hour Wednesday. That's what it's scheduled for right now. They have a big guest tomorrow. But articles were written at InfoWars and Prison Planet about Lindsay Williams. What specifically? You want me to recap?
I was so excited that he said they were going to drive the oil price down to $50 a barrel, and that was going to do something to the...
And he said in just the next few months, and there it was at $148 a barrel. And I mean, he's got real oil company executive connections. He really did work for them. Everything he said has come true. But he said it was because giant oil fields were going to be discovered in Russia and in Asia, predominantly off the coast of Indonesia. And I haven't really seen that happen. I saw an Indonesian field, a small one, discovered.
Well,
the big thing is...
Mm-hmm. Alex, what I was really getting to was, how does driving the price of oil down to $50 a barrel ruin our economy or the Arabs' economy?
Look. It's a very complex issue, and I appreciate your call, because I don't have time to go over the calls, but I don't cut you off. I can talk to you for 10 hours. You're a great caller. It's a great catch-22 there. But if you want me to answer the question, I will. The social engineers created the housing bubble to artificially get people to be enticed into deeper debt, to have a $100,000 house, get up to $500,000 on average in the last 10 years, to have a $1 million house be, you know, $10 million, to have a $500,000 house be $2 million. I mean, here in Austin, 5, 6, 7 years ago, you can buy a nice 4-bedroom house for $200,000 or cheaper, depending on the area, maybe $150,000. Now, a 4-bedroom in just a decent neighborhood got up to about $700,000. Okay? I mean, efficiency apartments were like $600 a piece. Okay. A decent apartment, like $2,000. I mean, I don't know how people afford this stuff. So they then popped that bubble. The same thing with oil. 30% of its increase, roughly, according to the economists we've had on, was speculation. And the rest of that was dollar devaluation. But you've seen the dollar that plunged. They claim it's climbed. That's not true. Other world currencies, as we said, once the true recessionary system started into a depressionary collision within the real economy, there's going to be less oil, less fuel used. People are going to pull their money, the general public and mid-level investors, out of speculative operations in the stock market. So the speculation money's left oil. And the dollar has not strengthened, other currencies plunge. As we kept saying, the more it plunges, it's going to drag other currencies down. The pound, the euro, the yen, the yuan, the dinar, I mean, all of them have plunged. The Russian currency as well, the ruble. And so worldwide, you have a depression in the real economy because people and institutions don't have money. And then overlaying that, you have all this liquidity, the only liquidity being pumped into the few private central banks. So that's the real reason. Also, the oil companies were profit-taking because they knew with all this new deep drilling technology that Chesapeake and hundreds of other big oil companies have come up with, and that is by oil companies, I mean exploration companies, not the big larger consortiums like ExxonMobil and BP and Shell and others. Very complex issues, how it all interconnects in. I'm trying to be simplistic here. But they are just discovering oil and gas everywhere. I mean, you ought to see Texas from north of Dallas all the way down to Houston, all the way down I-45, and then 20, 30 miles on each side. There's gas wells in some cases every 200 yards. I mean, they're just, because now they're going 15,000, 20,000 feet. And, I mean, they're hitting levels of gas, levels of oil, I mean, it comes out at millions of cubic feet of gas a day. I mean, you got people that own 20, 30 acres who are, you know, making $1 million a day with their 20% off gas. I mean, it's just like, I mean, the oil fields, the gas fields, before they would only drill a few thousand feet. Well, now they're drilling 10, 15, 20, 25, 30,000, 40,000 feet. And the truth is, the earth is just, the tectonic plates are floating on seas of oil and gas. And whereas there is some fossil fuels, they do find ferns and, you know, shark teeth and dinosaur bones in coal deposits. They do find petrified forests where it's just solid coal. A lot of lignite, a lot of that in Texas and all over the world. There's lignite mines everywhere. But when they go deeper with the coal and oil and gas, it's not animal. It is some type of process with the magma in the mantle and the core interacting with the crust. And it just, we're floating on oil. There's so much oil, it's insane. That's why they want global government and environmentalism to regulate who can drill, who can have what. It's to keep the oil companies safe and keep us through a new neo-serfdom and feudalism to suppress new technologies. All the big government funding for renewable resources and renewable technologies and clean technologies is to fund the direction it goes in a controlled system that doesn't let us have the real technologies. And, folks, that's coming from somebody whose family is in every part of the oil business. I mean, in Texas, that's what's down here, from roughnecks to people that work at the plants to petroleum geologists. And I've just grown up around this. And, you know, to see them on the news say there's no more oil that's running out, that's just ridiculous, as saying, look at the polar bears. They're going to drown. They're the best swimmers of any land animal. When they hunt on the ice floes. All right, now I'm really out of control. I got a lot of clips and a lot of calls to get to. Gerard in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome. He just dropped off as I went to him. Well, Gerard, it's not your lucky day. I'm sorry I wanted to talk to you. Roy in Ohio, you're on the air.
Loyal shortwave listener for years, but lately all the other programming comes through except yours. It's very bad.
Yeah, well, we need to talk to WWCR and get a better frequency. I remember years ago being on two different shortwave stations, WWCR and another one, and wherever we would move, they would move Voice of America to right onto the band over us. And then, like, I have family that are, you know, ham radio operators, and they're not the types to say, you know, a phone system goes down, it's the government, or, you know, our computers go down. Most of the time, it's not the government. One time we did catch them doing something. The point is that most of the time it isn't. But no, I mean, there has clearly been jamming and clearly been problems with the radio show. I mean, what are you hearing?
It's very staticky and very weak.
What frequency are you listening on?
12.160 and 5.070.
Which are the two premium channels to be on.
Yes, and all the other programming comes in clearly.
No, other people record it for them, and people have done YouTube videos with their shortwave. You know, in their house, and the shortwave totally clear, and then it's like AM radio, and then the show ends, and mine starts, and it goes, or doo, 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 doo. You can barely hear me there. I mean, there's YouTube videos that show that. I've seen them from Australia, Canada, England. They'll go, look at this. I've got the shortwave. The show's going to begin. Watch this. And we've done our own test. It doesn't. Now, it's kind of a slash Scottish slash Irish accent to get it right. But, I mean, they'll be, you know, going, or like, crikey, watch this in Australia. Look, the show sounds good. All right, Alex is coming on in just a minute. Watch this. I'm not touching it. And all of a sudden it goes to me and WWCR, Worldwide Christian Broadcasting, and now the Alex Jones Show. Done, done. What do you think's going on, brother?
Oh, I don't know.
But is that what you're hearing? The show will be clear and then...
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
To the minute?
To the minute.
Well, I'm sure.
For the last 2 months.
I know. It's been getting really bad. There's, you know, I meant to play some of those YouTube videos or post them on the site. Like, I sent one to Kurt. He may have posted it. I may have missed it. I forget the headline. I've seen a bunch of them. But everybody should do this. Get your shortwaves out if you've got YouTube. Aim your camera. And then, you know, have the show 5 minutes before. And then show how my show starts within 1 minute to 2 minutes. It just goes, Ladies and gentlemen, big show lined up for you.
Yeah, that's my experience over and over. But don't get discouraged. Keep up the good work, Alex.
Well, you know, I get excited by that because that means that they are scared to death of this show.
A lot of people waking up. I live in Ohio. We got an attorney general that's rigged the election here.
Oh, yeah, even people go to prison there for it.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate your call. That's why our AM and FMs are the most precious affiliates. Support their sponsors. Tell everybody about it. If you're listening to me on an AM or FM station, close to 70 now. We just got four more in the last few weeks. And by the way, John, I'll say it on air. They say they sent me all these liners from the network for these stations. They're starting to get mad. Aaron can't find them in his box. Will you get with the affiliate guys, get all of them bundled together, and I will cut those suckers today or tomorrow. Because I got the network calling me on one hand saying cut these liners, and we can't find them. And Aaron's out there. He's a smart guy. John, will you wrangle up the affiliate guys and just get it all in one email to Aaron? Maybe our spam blockers blocking, because I know you do what you say you're doing. Go back to your email. You find them and then send them, and we'll do a test there and see if I'm getting them. No rest for us around here. Jason in the UK. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good.
All right. I was wondering, do you remember a few months back when it was Obama, Hillary, and Richardson? They were all singing the national anthem, and Obama was the only one he didn't have his hand on his heart.
Yeah, he wouldn't put his hand on his heart. That was a signal to the globalists that he's anti-American. And they said, that's it, triple his money.
Well, have you read if you read Tex Meyers' book, Codex Magica, he talks about how hand on heart is a Masonic symbol.
Yes.
Well, I mean, doesn't the fact that Obama isn't doing that...
To be specific, the hand on the heart, like when I see somebody being violated or a woman being tortured by the police on video, my heart burns with like a desire to help them as a normal mammalian instinct. And so I've been driving down the road before thinking about people I love, and I literally, because it feels good, you know, I think of my children, my wife, my parents, my grandmother, I'll just, I feel the love. So the enemy always appropriates all our symbols. This is the lion's paw for a particular degree, showing people on TV. This is what Pat Robertson and others do on TV. The lion's paw is a particular degree. Forget which one, the 12th or 14th. Do you know which one it is? Which degree is the lion's paw? I forget. I got to pull the book out. Point is, they've got the lion's paw, so when they do the fingers like that, it is. But anything else?
Okay. Well, no, I'm not sure if I agree with you there, because, I mean... What, so if Obama is signaling that he's anti-American, you're trying to tell me that Hillary and Richardson are pro-American?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not. Look, don't worry. You'll probably get Obama. He'll save us. I mean, everything's fine.
No, I'm not for Obama. Actually, it's quite interesting. We are changed. They confronted Obama in the Federal Reserve, and he just goes, well, you know, if we have a strong economy, we have a strong dollar. And he just completely ignores the fact that it's just backed by paper. So.
Yes, sir.
Pretty amazing. Actually, can I just say one last thing?
Yeah.
Actually, I've got two things. But Google's CEO, Eric Schmidt, he's recently said that he expects this to be a carbon tax. So I thought I'd just throw that out.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's in our bill, is to start assessments for carbon taxes in the new IRS code in the banker takeover bill known as the bailout. And it's in the European ones. I mean, Obama said he's going to do it. So is McCain. I appreciate your call. I mean, we're in deep trouble. I want to start now. With great calls, by the way. I want to start now with, this is David Gergen. It's like 15 minutes of it total. It's up on Infowars.com right now, but from We Are Change Ohio. But this is David Gergen, the Illuminist, the Karl Rove of five administrations. I said four in a film, Order of Death. It's really five administrations. Getting upset. Here it is.
That you would not run around naked as animal bohemian grove encampments, and insisting that you would not kill.
You have a quotation? Do you have a quotation?
Yes, this is actually the first paragraph of the article. I don't have a direct quote. Gergen quits Bohemian Club.
I don't know where that came from. There's no direct quote. I never said that. I did resign from the club. when I went to the clinical service. But that was the question.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming this is correct. You also resigned from these other 17 organizations.
I resigned from the organization that went to the clinical administration.
Okay.
If you're interested, I'm now going to the
maybe to film what's going on there. We're just journalists.
Is this a film or
no, I'm just filming him.
Never, ever do this. You never go out and ambush someone. Making a film.
Oh, you didn't notice the
camera?
Okay. My bad. I thought you noticed.
No.
Yeah. I was just going to thank you for answering my question. That's all.
Just no. Well, I've been ambushed before. This issue.
Yeah, we weren't trying to ambush.
You can do whatever you want. But it's unprofessional.
All right, hold on. We're going to come back by the rest of this. And the Bob Baer one, just a key clip where he talks about the insider trading.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
All right, the David Gergen thing goes on and on about him getting out of Bohemian Grove, not being part of it. He blew up at me and got in my face 2004 at the RNC, so I'm walking in. He's outside the first security perimeter. There were two more he had to go through. We went up to him and hit him with some questions about that, and he blew up and said, I won't talk about the rituals. It's none of your bleeping business. Classic from the Order of Death. But do you have the Bob Baer clip? I know we just sent it to you. Do you have the part where he's talking about insider trading? Okay, go ahead and play it. CIA Black Op Commander.
We have to have these answers. Anyone obfuscating
the what actually happened on 9/11 is technically guilty of treason and in covering up an act of war.
Why was there no accountability? Why didn't anybody get fired?
That's a very good question as well. Right. People were promoted. People that towed the party line.
We're not talking about me, we're talking about Americans. If I were Americans, I'd demand answers.
Yes. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to have dialogue. We appreciate you talking with us.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you very much.
And then the last thing I was leaving you with is National Reconnaissance Office was running a drill of a plane crashing into their building. And you know they're staffed by DOD.
I know
CIA,
I know the guy that went into his broker in San Diego and said, cash me out, it's going down tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
That tells us something.
What?
That tells us something.
My brother works in the White House.
When you say that there's, we've hid things from the American people about Iran for 30 years, are you talking about the CIA?
You can go watch the whole thing. Which, I know We Are Change Ohio has a couple sites. I should plug that site address. Regardless, the Bob Baer and the latest Gergen thing is up on Infowars.com right now. Correct, Aaron? You've got them up. Well done, Lord Dykes. Doing a fabulous job. He's a literal OG. And so is, here, I'm going to go live here. Here, I'm going to get the camera out the window. I want to show everybody out there. Ohio and LA. So LA, I thought that sounded like Stewart. LA did a great job. Those guys are just, they're doing too much to even be able to comment on all the great stuff they're doing. Here, here's the camera. Have the Ruskies showed back up yet from their hamburger? All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. There's the original OG. Look at that dirty windows. Full creatures out there. Actually, that's a piece of plexiglass we just threw up to make a noise. We're about to move into the bigger studio. Heavy action yells. People can hear me out there. All right. Good job, Commander. We see some more of the guys out there. There's Aaron working hard over there. The original OG as well. All right, I gotta quit screwing around here. You know what the secret is? You know what the secret is, folks? I can't stay serious all the time. There's just too much going on. I mean, all we do is battle the New World Order 24/7. I got the Red Dawn attack. In fact, here are the Russians pulling up right now. I like the Russians. They're waking up to the New World Order. But it's like Red Dawn around here. What a stupid joke. Clichés, man. I'm the king of them. Oh, I meant to plug this. Don't forget, by 9 o'clock at night central, it's going on all day from like 3 to midnight, but Willie Nelson goes on at like 9:30, 10. I'm going to speak. Willie Nelson's going to speak. Jesse Ventura is going to be speaking. And we're not doing the free event. Willie's having myself come and speak because that was easier, and Jesse Ventura at a current event, the Last Backyard event. So I'm explaining that to people. But never fear, you can watch for free over the internet at Infowars.com Sunday night. 9 o'clock on, we're going to be out there off their ISDN, off their ISDN, off their cable modem, and off our wireless system. So we'll have two different feeds. One of them will surely be up all the time, if not both. But we always have backup for you, and that is coming up. We have a big guest tomorrow, the big comedian, Caliendo. And, yeah, he's on the show tomorrow, OG. And then we got Willie Nelson on Wednesday with another surprise guest coming up this week. Talked to Willie quite a bit this weekend. He is such a sweetheart. Retransmission starts now with Alan Watt and a bunch of other key guests at one place on the web at Infowars.com. Tune in right now. And please keep spreading the word about the show. That's how we're reaching more people. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.